Right, we're into the sugya of Anus, and basically have come down to trying to understand Einis Rachmana Patre, and the two Mahalachim, the two Havanais and Einis Rachmana Patre, which have to do with the Rishayim in the sugya, and as I mentioned to you yesterday. Yesterday I told you that I would want to go with the Steiklis Mahalach as opposed to Rav Ochanan's Mahalach. Since then, I've had difficulty with the Steiklis Mahalach, so I reverted back to Rav Ochanan. Which right now, Rav Ochanan seems to me to be a little more klar. If there'll be time today, I'll try to explain to you where the difference is between Rav Ochanan and the Steiklis. But more important than that is to know just how a klarikite and the very basic side of what Einis Rachmana Patre is and what it's not. That's the purpose of Shia today, is to have a klarkeit in the two Mahalchim. As I mentioned to you yesterday, the two Mahalchim begin with Pshat in the Pasuk. The Torah says, Lenara Leisase Dover, you have a Nara Hamurasa that is compelled to be Mizana, Einis. So the Pasuk says that the man is Chayim Misa, Lenara Leisase Dover, and the Onus is off the hook. So one way to learn that would be simply that it's a Patur from Einshim. The Torah says that an Onus is Patur from Einshim, and that is maybe the simpler way to learn. No headaches, just if you do something by this, it's not your fault. Nobody blames you, it's not your responsibility, it's not your fault, and you're off the hook. I think that would be a very simple, glatta way to learn. Rashi did not learn that way. Because since Rashi brings the pasuk Lenara Leisase Dova into our sugya, and our sugya is not talking about Einshim, our sugya has nothing to do with Einshim, so we're forced to learn in Rashi a second mahalach, that Lenara Leisase Dova is not just telling us that if it's not your fault, you're not punished, but that the Torah is telling us much more. The Torah is telling us that something that happens ba'aynis unsa kemanda le'avad, that if something happens ba'aynis, it's as if it never happened. Something that happens ba'aynis doesn't count. So that it, lenara le'sase dava, why isn't she punished? Because it doesn't count. It's as if mitzidah, it's as if it never happened. It's Yidah, it's as if nothing happened. Yes, Lenara Leisase Dover. What?
You can't say it's really a psula because it never happened.
You can't say physically she's a psula. It's true. If you're going to, if somebody kills somebody by this, you can't say the person's alive. But on the other hand, if the person who killed the by this is the way that it's phrased, it's not as if he did it. If somebody does something behind this, it's not as if he did it. It happened. But it's not as if he did it. It's not Messiah's name. It has nothing to do with him. Once a commander loyavad, I have to say, it's not as if he did it. It happened. But it's not as if he did it. She was Mizana, but she was Mizana behind this. So it's as if she wasn't Mizana. Mises must took place. She's not a soul anymore. But it's not as if she did it. Once a commander loyavad, it's not as if the person did it. And you're right, the Lashon Taka is not as if it never happened, but it's as if he never did it. It's as if this person never did it. The Chemda Shleimai in a Tshuva, Simen Lamed Ches, is the first one to make a big fuss over this Mahalach, which he brings from our Rashi. Rabbi Chanan, Baishei, brings down the Chemda Shleimai. And that Chemda Shleimai maintains that that's the Iker, like Rashi, that Unsa Kamanda Loyavid, that Lenara Leisase Dava is not just a Patur from punishments, it's a much bigger Chiddush, and it's a Chiddush that it's Ki'ilu, the person didn't do the Mais. His Raya, besides from our Rashi, he has a Raya from a Gemara, Mesechta Savai Dezara, Daf Nun Dalit. The Gemara there has the case I mentioned yesterday, a man who who owns an animal. I told you that only the owner of an animal can make it into a nevad. If the owner of an animal bows down to an animal that's his, so that animal is now pasul l'karbon. Okay, a bal chai can't become an avodah zarah. Doesn't become an avodah zarah, doesn't become asav hanah. But it becomes pasul l'karbon. The animal becomes a nevad. If someone else bows down to my animal doesn't become asav. A person can't ask for something, somebody else's thing. Also, if you don't like somebody, you can go and ask for all those things. You can't ask for someone else's thing. But the owner of something, if he bows down to his animal, it becomes possible to carve. So the Gemara of the Zara Taka has a case where Reuven forces Shimon to bow down to Shimon's animal, to Shimon's own animal. And the Gemara says, is it a nevad or is it not a nevad? So there's a machlokes actually in the Gemara, but Rav Zeira, the halacha is, like the Bandi Amar, that it is not a nevad, that the animal does not get a din nevad. So if the animal does not get a din nevad, it's a raya. What is oinus? And the Gemara says, because he's an oinus, because he's forced. So says the Chaim D'Shlaimai, what does that prove? Why is it a nevad? What does that have to do? He's still bound. It's a raya, unsa kamanda lo yavad. That if he's forced, it's as if he didn't do it. It's as if the person who forced him did it. It's not as if he did it. He didn't do it. So memela, it's not a nevad. That's the besides from Agamar, this is the second raya that the Chem D'Shloimai brings. That itself is a machlekes rishayim. Someone bows down to something, and while he's bowing, in his mind, he's saying, it's not avodah zarah, it's silly, but I'm being forced. So, command all the rishayim hold that it still has been avodah zarah. It doesn't matter what's going on in your mind. There's a Rashi that says differently in Krisus, but Pashas has nothing to do. It's a meisim. The Torah made rules for meisim. I'll show that that's okay. You want to answer up, they also learn the other way. That Oinus, to answer that Gemara, so I want to say a different mahal. I think, if I recall correctly, there's a Brisker Rav who answers, I think, something similar to what you're saying. And if you want, we can try to find it afterwards. At any rate, this is the Chem D'Shloimai's Mahalach. Now there's a Rambam, an important Rambam. The Rambam says that although the din is, the halacha is, on three mitzvahs in the Torah, Yehorag V'Yavah. We all know, in Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim, the halacha is, Yehorag V'Yavah. A person should give his life rather than to be over the Gimel Averis HaChamuras. Yet, the Rambam says that if someone points a gun and forces someone else to bow down to an avodah zarah, the person who bowed down is not chayiv misa for bowing down to an avodah zarah. What? So he did the wrong thing. He did the wrong thing. He should have given his life rather than bow down. Once he bows down, he's potter. So what is Yarg Vayavar? I say Yarg Vayavar is lechatchila Yarg Vayavar. What's the Hezra Advar? Why not Chayim Misa? You say Rav Avodah Zarah. What? You had a mitzvah to give you life. Yeah, but now he was Avodah Zarah. Why shouldn't he get Misa? Einus, but Einus is a p'tor. Is a p'tor in a case where it's not a p'tor. Einus is not a p'tor about Avodah Zarah. You're supposed to give your life.
She fell down in front of Avodah Zarah and you bent down to it. So
if it happened by mistake that you fell down, you're right. But if you had asra, someone gave you asra, a person bowed down to an avodah zara, so why shouldn't he be chayav misa? What p'tor ainus is there? So pshat in the p'tor ainus. Huh? So the yeah. Everybody. Right, so let's say everyone holds the avodah zara, and somebody forces someone to bow down. The Rambam says not chayav misa. The Rambam is not mechal. The Rambam says in a case where you were supposed to give your life and you didn't, you don't get punished. Why don't you get punished? Why don't you get punished? So you know the Kesef Mishnah, that Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, Perikei Halacha Dalet, the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, Tzeich and Tzula, Makar for this Rambam, Tavay Dezara, Dafin Un Dalet, that if you bow down to an animal, it doesn't become a Nevat. Someone points a gun at someone and says, bow down to this animal, it does not become a Nevat. Why doesn't it become a nevah? We just said because it's a command of it. Because it's not just this is a p'tur of Einshim. If it was a p'tur from Einshim, you'd have a taina. In this case, someone pointed a gun and said, "Bow down." You're supposed to bow down. Why should you have a p'tur? But the answer is that the gezeris hakasav of lenaro leisasetava we're learning is a p'tur from Einshim when you do something because you're forced. You didn't do it. The person who forced you did it. You didn't do it. You did it because you were forced, but it's a command of it. It's as if you didn't do it. So even though you're on Valyavar, you're not supposed to. If someone comes with a gun to someone and says, be Mizano, or says be Mizano, and Eshesish, or says, bow down to Ravayda Zara, you're supposed to give your life rather. But if you didn't, be Mitzios, you were still forced. You still didn't do it on your own. And the way we're learning in our Rashi is that unsa command lo yavad, the pshat in the pasuk is that when you do it, it's not like you did it. You didn't do it. A person doing things means a person does something willingly. That's what it means doing something. Doing something is doing something willingly. The Torah said that if you do something behind this, you didn't do it. You didn't do it. If you learn the nara leisasa dava is this mechudish took away. So then you didn't do it. You're not chayav misa. You didn't bow down to the avodah zara. Maybe the others, maybe the other Rishon will disagree with this Rambam. This Rambam is not a gemara. Maybe what? No, that it's a p'tor from Ein Shem, but here there's no p'tor. Ein is not a p'tor by everything else. Ein is a p'tor. Here, Ein is. Well, what's the difference if he's an Einus or what's the understanding of the difference between Einus and not an Einus if you're supposed to do it? If you're supposed to give your life, then what does it matter? Einus, not Einus, that shouldn't be Mishan anything. It's only because of the Lamdis that wants to command the Layava. It's if you didn't do it. Is a Kasha, we could argue about it later. Yeah. See, you're not so free. You're not Tzifrin. You feel that if it's a p'tor from Ein Shem, it should be a p'tor even by Avodah Zarah. Even by Avodah Zarah, Einus should be a p'tor. What I'm telling you is that Einus is not a p'tor. Because by Avodah Zarah, if someone comes to someone and says, bow down, there's no difference if he points a gun or he says, please do me a favor and bow down. Either way, it's not Mishana anything. There's no Shinoi. There's no reason to have a p'tor on something that doesn't change a din. Einus doesn't change a din. Why should that be Mishana the Einish? There's a famous Stiris HaRambam. Famous because everybody tries to answer it. One is the Stira is between two Rambams, both in Perakei of Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah. One is the Rambam I just told you, who says that if you're forced to bow down to an Avodah Zarah, and somebody is over, he should have given his life, and he was over, he's potter. There's a second Rambam, which is Halacha Vav, says, if someone is sick, he's dying, and the medication that he needs to heal, to be healed, is only available from an Asherah tree. It's an Asherah. Using an Asherah tree is a Bizrayu Davay Dezara. It's a Harag Vayahavar. So the only way he can be healed from his illness is to take this medicine from the Asherah tree. So the halach is Yeharig Vayahavar. You should better die and not take it. What? One second, let's finish. There, the halach is also Yeharig Vayahavar. You should die better than take it. So the Rambam, what happens if he went and he couldn't withstand the Yetzer the Messiah? He went to the Asherah tree and he took off the fruit that he had on from it. So the Rambam says, he gets either Misos or Malkus, depending on if Hanof or Avodah Zarah is Misa, Malkus, of Israel, Avodah Zarah. So Rambam says, Ma'anish Noisai, Oynish Haroila. He's punished. Now, Bashkofer Rishayna, these two cases are exactly the same. Person's an Oynish. He's an Oynish. In one case, he's an Oynish because someone pointed a gun at him and said, bow down to Avodah Zarah. And in one case, he's an Oynish because he's sick, he's dying. Malchamavis is standing over him. He's going to die. And in both cases, the din is Yaharag Vayavar. And yet, in the first case, where someone points a gun at him, if he's over, he's putty, he gets no Oynish at all. And in the second case, where he was misrape from Atzi Asherah, we went to an Asherah tree and got a refuah from it. The halacha is that he's punished, that he's chayiv. What's the difference between the two cases? In the second case, the malchamot is on a job.
He doesn't seem sick. He's sick and he needs
same thing. Does he want this Asherah tree? He doesn't want the Asherah tree. Why? He wants it. He would rather the Yishkova. What? What's the difference? In one case, he's saying, David, that tiny is not willingly. He doesn't want the Asherah tree. He's going to die otherwise. That's called willingly. The doctor told him, in one case, a man, let's say the man comes with a gun as a doctor. He says, if you don't battle, I'm going to shoot you. The other case, it's also a doctor. He just says, you're going to die by yourself if you don't take the Asherah tree.
Yeah, but it's a decision. It's his own decision. The Mises is his own decision. But other things, it's not really
his own decision. The Mises is his own decision. You're right, but we have to be Mayan into it. Someone points a gun at someone and says, bow down or I'll shoot you. Is the Mises of bowing down his decision? Well, he has a choice. He can either bow down or not bow down. If he doesn't want to die, so he bows down. Still his decision. He decided, I'd rather bow down than get shot in the head. So that's a decision. So, you know, if he'd be a tzaddik gomor, then he'd say, I'd rather get shot in the head than bow down. So one case it's a person forcing him, and one case it's an illness. So what's the difference if the illness is forcing him, or the person is forcing him? Both cases he has a choice. Why can't he accept the choice in the first case? There's choice. He can either be shot or he can bow down. Both cases. One case he either gets shot or bow down, and in one case he could either die a natural death or what's the difference if it's a natural death or not a natural death? What? Is it ready? Miller dying, and therefore, what should that make a difference? He's forced, the people don't get sick because they choose to get sick. He's forced into it also. What? Well, if you hold that Einus is part of a mind, is Einus is kind of like Abed, then it makes a difference. What's the difference? Why should that matter? If he's forced by illness or he's forced by another human being? I think you're all missing. It's better. And when he bows down, and here, what happens if the thing he's eating from that sherry tree tastes terrible? All it's doing is making that the whatever poison should be. All right, you're on the track. You're on the track of the difference. Depends how you phrase. Everything is in the words. Everybody has the idea, but we're missing the words a little. How to make a chilek? Yeah. It's a difference, but why does it make a difference? Why does it matter? Why does that matter? So it's known, you know, about the onion. It's known, you know, from a sherry tree. Both are known. First case, it's looking for his benefit. It doesn't make a shot. And here. You're right. You can't say command the layavad if he wants it to be done. And by bowing down, all right. Let me ask you. And this is the way I would. The words of the Chemda Shleim are. We have to explain because it's got to come out right. Something that you can't explain to a balabas. It's not, you don't understand. Understand? You could just use Lumdisha terms to explain it, but you couldn't explain it to an intelligent person. You know, it was just not into the sugya, you miss it. So let's try to understand. First let me tell you the words, then we'll try to understand it. The words are what some of you were saying. That when someone forces someone at gunpoint, bow down to an Avodah Zarah, he's doing the Maisa against his will. That Maisa is against his will. Unsa commander layab. The Maisa is against his will. It's true. When a person is sick and he runs to the Asherah tree, he wants the Asherah tree to give him pleasure, to give him the benefit. He's choosing to go to the Asherah tree. Those are the words. Those are the words that you said. But still then, he's not choosing to go to Asherah tree. He's choosing to go to Asherah tree because he's forced because he's sick. I think the nakuda of the difference is this. Let's say Reuven goes over to Shimon. He's standing in front of an Avodah Zarah. And Reuven tells Shimon, bow down to this Avodah Zarah or I'll kill you. Now, let's say at that moment Shimon is standing there trying to make up his mind what to do. Trying to make up his mind. Don't have time to call an Eske Shiloh, right? So he's thinking, what should I do? If at that moment the Avodah Zarah would just disappear, poof, disappear, would he be happy or sad? Would he be happy or would he be upset? He'd be very happy. Reuven, what's Reuven going to do now? Reuven told Shimon, if you don't bow down, I'll shoot you. The Avodah Zarah would suddenly not be there. He'd be delighted. But tell Reuven, which have I desired? What have I desired? What? But why would he kill him? He's only trying to force him to bow to Rabbi Desire. He's not even about to save himself. He's trying to use it. Reuven wants Shimon to bow down, and that's why he's pointing a gun at him. In the case of the Asherah tree, if Shimon is sick, Shimon is sick, and he's dying, and he runs to the Asherah tree. Now the Asherah tree would disappear. Why would he be happy or upset? He'd be upset. He wants to have pleasure from this. He wants to have a benefit from the Asherah tree. In the Asherah tree, he's running to get a benefit from it. In the case of the person pointing a gun, he's only bowing down to sort of prevent something from happening, to prevent him from being shot. He's not getting a benefit from it. He'd be happy if Davai Dezara disappeared. He'd prefer that. Masha'enkein, in the case of the Asherah tree, he's delighted that there's an Asherah tree. It's true. Why is he happy? Only because he's sick. He'd rather not be sick. But Lamaisa, he goes to the Asherah tree. You can't say Unsa Kaman Deloyava. Because he wants the Asherah tree to be there. He wants to take the fruit off, and he wants to have benefit from the fruit. It's not true. He's an honor. He was thrown into it by Ines because he got sick. But at the moment he does the Aveira, in one case, in the case of bowing down, he'd rather it's not there. In the case of the Asherah tree, he wants it to be there. So Nachum is asking, why is that the criteria? He wants it, he doesn't want it. Because the Pasuk, Lenara Leisase Dovar, is a case of Inus. What's the case of Inus? A man came and he forced a woman to be Mizan. Would she rather he disappear? Of course she'd rather he disappear. She'd rather the Mises Nus not be there. Yes. That's the case of Unsa Kaban Deloyava, where a person is totally disinterested. He's not interested, or she's not interested. So we say the chiddush of Unsa Kaman Deloyavad. You'd rather it not be there. You'd rather it disappear. The whole Aveira should go away. That's Unsa, then you're an Oynes Kaman Deloyavad. That's Xeris HaKasim. The case of the Asherah tree, you want the tree. You want it to be there. It's true. The reason you want it to be there is because you're in a very unfortunate situation. But Lamaisa, when you do it, at that moment, you want the Asherah tree. And since you want the Asherah tree, it's a Maisa. It's a Maisa Baratza. Let me tell you, this Lamdis, you can find in the Mishnah Berurah. You know where you can find it in the Mishnah Berurah? I mentioned to you yesterday, Shaila, if someone forces food down your throat, you have to make a bracha. Someone forces food down your throat. Now, if he doesn't give you a chance to make a bracha, obviously he doesn't have a choice. Let's say you know he's going to do it. He's going to force food down your throat. Do you make a bracha? Assuming it's a food you can have anah from, you just don't want it. Do you make a bracha? So I told you yesterday that l'chayret would be totally in the tumah halchin. What an oinus is. If oinus is just a part of mindshin, so if he doesn't make a bracha, he's part of a mindshin. But lamaisa, he should make a bracha. However, like the mahalach of Dechem Deshloimai of Rashi, if someone forces food down your throat, you don't have to make a bracha, even l'chadchila. Unsa kabanda layavid. Why? Because you didn't eat. It's not you who ate. Someone else ate using your throat. Someone else pushed food down your throat. You didn't eat. Unsa kamanda vayada. That's the way we paskin. In Shulchan Aruch, the psak is that if somebody forces food down a person's throat, that he doesn't have to make a brach. In Mishnah Berurah, in the Arachayim, Simen Reish Dalid, I think it's Sivches, the psak is that you don't make a brach. Now, what happens if someone is sick? And he's told that his refuah is to eat. So he has to eat. Does he make a bracha? Does he make a bracha? Of course he makes a bracha. Of course he makes a bracha. Frektataz, stira. It's a stira. We just said if someone forces you to eat, eat by this, you don't make a bracha. And now when a person is sick, a person is ill, and he goes to eat, you're telling me you do make a bracha. He's also an inus. He doesn't want to eat. He's only, if he wants to eat, of course he makes a bracha. But let's say he's only eating because of his illness. And this is his refuah. So Shulchan Aruch says you make a bracha. Why? What's the difference? Frektataz, it's the same story. You're also being forced. What does it mean? You're forced by someone shoving it down your throat, or you're forced because the doctor said that you'll get sick if you don't do it, and you'll die if you don't do it. And for the Mishnah Berurah, it's chiluk. That in the case of a person who shoves it down your throat, you did nothing. You didn't eat. In the case of somebody tells you you need it for a refuah, you did it. You did it. You wanted the food. You desired the food because you wanted to heal yourself. So in the first case, if you could make the food disappear, you would have made it disappear. So it's like you never did it. In the second case, where a person is sick and he needs the food, God forbid the food should disappear. He needs the food. So in that case, we don't say unsa command alay of it. In that case, he wants it. In that case, there's no patur. There's no patoritis. So this is a. This is just really the same thing. If you think about it, you'll see the stira and the Rambam is the same thing as the Taz's kasha, the stira, the two kes come out identical. Why? People get hungry. If it's a case where you want to eat something, but I'm talking a case where it's forced down his throat. He doesn't want to eat it, Bishamay. He can make the food disappear. Make it disappear. Right? The person's forced. What? This is all, Rabbi Chanan says, this is all Gabbai Tashitas Rashi. It's all based on Shitas Rashi, this entire Mahalach. If somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, so Aynis Rahmana Patre makes that, no, because the halacha is that eating on Yom Kippur is not Yahar Vayava, it's Mechuyiv to eat. It says Vachai Bohem. The Torah said Vachai Bohem, so you have to eat. It's not, you can call it an Aynis. The Torah is not Aynis, the Torah is Vachai Bohem. The Torah is Vachai Bohem. When the Gemara in Yuma asks, why does a person eat on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara has four terutzim. Well, the Narla Sasadavra is not one of them. It says, Mutav She Yechal Shabbos Achas, V'yikayim Harvei Shabbos. It says a bunch of reasons. It doesn't say, because I just don't want to patch it. Okay, now. There is one other issue, which is probably totally in this. It's a shayla, machlekes rishayim. If you're allowed, we all know you're allowed to do a bris milah bismanoi on Shabbos. If the eighth day of the bris is Shabbos, you're allowed to do a bris. However, you're only allowed to do the malacha for the bris itself. For machshire milah, things you need to help you. For example, let's say the mila knife is not sharp, can't do the job. And a person wants to sharpen the mila knife, that's awesome. You're not allowed to do any other malacha except the cutting of the arla. If you have to sharpen the knife, you're not allowed to machshire mila, not daicha Shabbos, you have to push the bris off to Sunday. The only way you could do a bris on Sunday is if everything is prepared on Shabbos. The only way you could do a bris on Shabbos is if everything is prepared. And the only malacha that's waived for bris milah is the milah itself. Shaila. Gemara has a case. It's actually a machlekes if it's the Gemara. So the Shainim have a case. In the time of the Gemara, actually even 100 years ago, before antibiotics, after a bris, they would put boiling water, very hot water, on the makom hamila. It was considered a sakana. Because a baby, if he got infection, it's a sakana. So it was important to have chamin, to have hot water, to put on the makom ha-bris to kill the germs. And if a person didn't have hot water, that sakana is nefashis. So they would put hot water on the makom hamila before the bris, and then again after the bris. Shaila is, what happens if they have enough hot water for before the bris, but they do not have hot water for after the bris? Are you allowed on Shabbos to do the bris Now, once you did the bris, could you heat up hot water? Once you do the bris, the sakana is the fascius. So now you'll heat up hot water. The sakana, you're allowed to heat up hot water to save the baby. So are you allowed to do the bris in the first place, knowing that right after the bris, you're putting yourself into a situation where you're going to have a situation of sakana, and you're going to have to heat up the hot water in order to save the baby's life? So that is a machlekes rishonim. The Baal Amor holds that it's aser, that you can't do a bris if you know you're going to end up being mechal Shabbos. And the Ramban holds that it's mutter. Coincidentally, there's a Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis that the Baal Amor brings as a raya to his own shita. When we get to Gimel Amud Beis, we'll see if it'll be Toshas Amud Beis or Toshas Amud Gimel, but when we get to Gimel Amud Beis, you'll figure out, I think, the Baal Amor is raya. But it's a machlokes, because the Baal Amor says that it's osur to put yourself into a matziv of sakawi, where you're going to come onto a heter of anus. And the Ramban says it's mutter. This machlokes in Pashtus is toloi in how vite the heter of anus goes. Is anus a bidiyavet? Now this is a p'tor einshim. That means it's a bidiyavet. That's what p'tor einshim means. It means we won't punish you, but you did the aveira. If you learn anus, it's pshat, you did the aveira, or we won't punish you. So then it would make sense to aser. You're the maisi, you did the aveira, we're just not going to punish you. If you learn that anus is command aloyavad, onus is totally command aloyavad, then it's like nothing happens, like you did nothing. So that would fit with the Ramban Shita. If onus command aloyavad, that fits with the Ramban Shita. That onus command aloyavad, you did nothing. What's the problem? I could do the bris mila. Heating up water afterwards is nothing. It's not an aveira. What? I'm placing myself into a situation where it's command aloyavad. So what's wrong with that? It's not one of the Gimel Averis HaChamurais. It's Shabbos.
It's not.
Why? Because you put yourself into it. It's true. There's an additional fact that you can argue, maybe if you put yourself into an anus, you're not an anus. Okay. You're right. There's another factor that comes into the cheshbon. But still, it would certainly seem that if you hold Unsa Kamanda Loyavad, that Ainus Kamanda Loyavad is nothing, that the Ramban Shita would make sense. So what's the problem? So what? So what I did? No, I did nothing. It's a command of Layada. Okay, I'll go upon him. This is the Chevda Shleimez Mahalach in Unza command of Layada. If you look at Rabbi Chanan, Oishei, Bav, Zayin, Ches, he goes through what I've spoken out. I think he adds one more prat. He says another nafkamin in the Tuma Halkim is if somebody would be forced to bow down to Avodah Zarah, and he bows down, which is the wrong thing, and he bows down, does he become Pasul La'edis afterwards? Someone's Iver on the Issa Deiraisa, on the Issa Lav of the Torah, he becomes Pasul La'edis. Someone been mazed is Iver on a Lav. It's possible Aedis. It's a problem. It's a problem getting kosher Aedis at a wedding. And you have someone who hits somebody else. So maybe it's possible Aedis. Certainly, if you made a chabura, if someone punched someone and made him, his nose bleeds, so he's possible Aedis. Someone curses someone else. So if he curses without Hashem's name, he's rather not possible Aedis. But if he curses with the Shem Hashem, So even in English, it says Pasolaitis. There are people walking around today that are Pasolaitis, and none of us. But at any rate, if somebody is Eivir Naveira Ba'aimus, if somebody bows down to an Avaita Zara because he's forced, does he become Pasolaitis? Zagreb Al-Fanan. I think he brings a Rivash. He says it's Trali in these two Mahalchim. If you learn Einis Kamandaloyavad, so of course he's Kashal Einis. And Einis Kamandaloyavad is as if he didn't do it. So he's Kashal Einis. He didn't do it, of course Kashal Einis. If you learn Einis is just a Ptur in Einshim, it's a Ptur Einshim, so he's not punished. Being Pasal Einis is not a punishment. Being Pasal Einis is a halach in Hilchos Einis, that you're Pasal Einis. So this is the Chemda Shleimai, this is the Mechudish Dika Mahalach in Einis, that Unsa Kavad Aloy Avad. Till here, Lomdish as it is, I expect that everybody here should have a very big chlorokite in what we said till now. We didn't plug it into any complicated cases, any full complicated, but let's go one step more. We have two more steps and just try to hold it. Let's say somebody is a onus, not in a lav, but in a mitzvah saseh. Till now we were talking about averus. Someone forced you, you're an onus and an averus. Let's say someone is an onus in a mitzvah saseh. Let's say Shaifer. Comes Shaifer time, comes Rosh Hashanah. Someone's going to blow Shaifer, to listen to a Shaifer. And someone comes with a gun and forces him to not listen to Shaifer. Ties him up, and he's compelled not to listen to Shaifer. He's mevatel a mitzvah saseh. Does he get an einish? We all agree. He's patur from einish. That's for sure. That's at least he's patur from einish. According to the Chemda Shleimus Mahalach, would we say, well, unsa, it's like he wasn't tied up, and like he went to shul, and like he heard Shaifer, and he gets schar for hearing Shaifer. We say there's a logical to jump to say that. It doesn't follow. The Torah said, unsa command the loyava, that if you're an einis to do something, it's as if you didn't do it. But unsa command the avad, we don't say. We don't say, if someone tied you up and you couldn't listen to Shaifer, so Rabbi Yisrael will give you schar as if you listened to Shaifer. You get schar because rotz al ases mitzvah, right? You also get some schar. But lemaisa, you didn't listen to Shaifer. If someone ties you up, it doesn't let you daven. So it's considered that you daven? No. Later, if you get freed, you'll daven tashlumin. We don't say, by a mitzvah say, that unsa is commander of that. That's mamish, like you did it. That vait. We don't say unsa commander of that. We don't say that you're an einus, it's like you did it. No such thing. You understand the logic of that? The svara. Einus could take away chisrayus. You say, it's not my fault, it could take away a chisarin. But it can't take away, it can't give you something. Right? Right, you have a test in college. You don't show up. The teacher said, if you don't show up, you get an F. You don't show up, you're going to get an F, right? So you come, you have a good excuse. So he says, I won't give you the F. So I say, yeah, but I had a good excuse, now give me an A. No logic to that. We won't penalize you for missing. But you're not going to get credit, Kilo, you did it. We'll have the same thing. If you're an honest and you don't hear Shaifer, so we won't punish you for not listening to Shaifer. But you don't say, unsa kamandi avad. You don't say, all right, we're going to make believe you did it. What do you mean we make believe you did it? You didn't do it. You didn't do it. If Pesach, you're an onus, and you don't bring a carbon, someone is sick, chayshish besakana could be, and Pesach Rishon, he doesn't bring carbon Pesach. So Pesach Sheni, he brings one. You don't say, unsa kamandi avad, it's like he brought it in Pesach Rishon. No. Very logical, right? This is very logical, so we'll go to the step, which is a little bit of a chiddush. That is to go back now to what was erased.
Is it for the better? Just write it again. Now we're going to get back into the subject.
couple days ago, I told you that we can divide up the cases of our Gemara as follows. We have Gemara's cases, Harei Zeh, Gita, Im, Moibasi, right? Moibasi. And what happened? He was Nenas, Moibasi. So that's a Beferish Gemara. Nenas, Moibasi. So he was forced what? To be Mekayim to Tanai or to be Mevatel to Tanai? He was forced, he said, if I don't come, and he was forced to do to he was Mekayim to Tanai.
He was Mekayim to Tanai by this. Okay, so Kiyum at Tanai. Okay, so our Gemara ends up that there's a Din of Ayis.
That really, Yeshayin is beginning, is a Gezeira of Tznuis and Prutzis. But as far as the Lumbis of Ayis, that's considered to be an ayinus.
Yeah. I asked you, what would be the din if nanas uva? Okay? They forced him to come.
Forcing him to come
means they forced him. His denial was it should be again if I don't come.
So they forced him to come means they forced him to be mevatel this tanah. So that was in loy basi.
They forced him into a bitul of the tanah. So I asked, why would the din be in this case?
Matter of fact, just to make it a little more complicated, I added two more cases,
which was Harry's Gita in Basi. Not exactly the same two things. You have Nenas Havaiba and Nenas Uba. Okay, Nenas Havaiba here is a camera
middle of the Tanai.
It's a bit. It should be again in my car. They made him not come, which means they forced it to be Mavatul Tanai. And Nena Suba means they forced it to be Mekayim Tanai. So he asked,
what should be the din in this case? This is the Ra'az case.
And
the Ra'ah says, what would you say? First of all, the Api Svarim. You must have thought about it.
I can't give you all the cases. Just stick with this case.
Nenas
Uba.
Again, Hariza Gitech if I don't come. This is your get if I don't come. And I plan to not come. And somebody ties me up and forces me to come. Why are they forcing me to come? Because day one, it shouldn't be a get. So what happens? What?
So you're saying you want to
You say, oinis. Commando loy abad. So then, if you say oinis, commando loy abad. So then,
it's
like he never showed up. And therefore, it should be again. So you're saying that oinis, it's a good excuse of oinis. The same thing here? What you're saying is, let's just say Inus in all cases. Let's just say Inus across the board. In all cases, yeah. Inus commanded Eloi Yavad. He was Mekayim the Tanai. Inus commanded Eloi Yavad means it's as if he wasn't Mekayim the Tanai. Only because of the lumpness that the Torah's megalitas, that you do something behind this, it's as if you never did. Right, so there's a machlaikis rishayim. The Ran says all these cases are cases of ayinus. Shita Saran is that these are all cases of ayinus, there's no difference. So that's the shita of the Ran. This is the Gemara says, everyone agrees this is an Ainus.
So the Ra says the following.
This will say his words and then to think about it if we let's see. The Ra says, when do we say Ainus? When do we say Ainus? Only Ainus is only Kimanda loy avad. But we don't say Onis Kemandava. Like I just told you, by mitzvah, you don't say Onis Kemandava. Zak Dera'a. Everything depends on whether he was forced to be Mekayim the Tanai, to do something. Doing doesn't mean coming or not coming. It means being make a Kiyoma Tanai or being Mevatla Tanai. Zak Dera'a. In a case of where you were Mekayim and Tanai, Ba'aynis, you are forced to be Mekayim. We say, Unsa Kamanda Lo Yavad. And since we say, Unsa Kamanda Lo Yavad, Aynis means you weren't Mekayim and Tanai. You are forced to be Mekayim and Tanai. In the first and the fourth case, you are forced to be Mekayim and Tanai. So in these two cases, we say, Unsa Kamanda Lo Yavad. We say that Aynis is like you didn't do it. However, in what? No, one second. Step back. Once a commander. In the two middle cases, where it's a bit latanai. What does a bit latanai mean? It means I gave a get on a certain condition. Now I did not fulfill that condition. Why didn't I fulfill the condition? Summon Inus. You want with Inus to say it's as if I fulfilled the condition. You want through Inus to tell me it's as if I fulfilled the condition. That's like making a mitzvah saseh. You can't tell me unsa kamanda avad. It's as if I did do it. As if I was mekayim the condition. That's saying an Inus made me kamanda avad as if I did something. You don't say Inus only makes if I did something against my will, it's kilo I didn't do it. But if I didn't do something, there was a bitl hatanai. I failed to do something because I was an inus. If you learn that way, then inus doesn't make, you don't say inus command the other. Inus can't make, if you're forced to be mevatla tanai, inus can't make it as if you were mekayim the tanai. So that the Ra holds that in these two cases there's no kind of Inus. Because you can't say that an Inus makes it into a Kiyamatana. This is the way Rabbi Chanan explains what? It's not a Peshaya, it's not his fault. But it's like someone's pried up, he doesn't listen to Shaifa. It's not your fault, but you don't listen to Shaifa. Let's say a person wants to give a get. And someone ties him up, so you can't give the get. So you're going to say, it's a get, because he was an oinus. It's ridiculous. They tied him up. He didn't give the get. In these two cases, it's only a get if loy basi, or if basi. To be a get, you need, in this case, to not come, and in this case, to come. Lamaisa, you didn't make it a get. Because to make it a get, you have to fulfill your condition. And Lamaisa, you didn't fulfill your condition. You want Ainis Kamandavi. Since I'm an Ainis, as if I did fulfill the condition. That we don't say. Now, this is the Ra'ah, the way Rabbi Chanan learns the Ra'ah. What's happening? Still with me? What we're learning now, the way Rabbi Chanan learns, it's different than the way the Stipler learns. Rabbi Chanan learns that the Ra'ah agrees with Rashi. Not the way I told you yesterday from the Stipler. The Rabbi Chanan learns that this Ra'ah is in line with Rashi. That our sugya is talking about a p'tor of Inus, of Lenaro Lesasadava. And the p'tor is Kus Unsa Kamanda Layavad. It's a p'tor of Unsa Kamanda Layavad, and therefore, in these two cases, you don't say Unsa Kamanda Avad. Rabbi Chanan learns that the Ran held that Pshat Nagamar is not Unsa Kamanda Layavad. It's the mahalach I told you the other day that's supposed to try to figure out what's going on in his mind. that our sugya is not a sugya of Aynis. Our sugya is because we try to figure out what's going on in his mind, what's he thinking. Zok Rav Elchanan, if you try to figure out what's he thinking, then in all four cases, he's thinking, if I'm an Aynis, I don't want it to change anything. Is that what you're thinking? If you give a woman a get, I'm an os, what you're thinking is, it should be up to me. Any way which I'm forced shouldn't count. So that the Rad's Mahalach is the Mahalach of what we called yesterday the Ra'ah. The Rad's Mahalach is, it depends what you're thinking. When you said it tonight, what was going on in your mind? That's our whole sugya of Aynis. The Mela, it doesn't matter which way you're an Aynis. What was going on in your mind was Aynis and don't count. And Rashi's Mahalach, the Bachanun learns the Ra and Rashi are the same Mahalach, that Aynis is Kazansa Kamanda Layabad, and therefore he makes this film. Now this is Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach. It seems that the Steinfeld doesn't learn this way, in the Ra, this explanation of the Ra. But yesterday I was actually trying to work out the Steinfeld, I had problems. As the Stipler learned the Ra'ah, I told you yesterday that he also depends on a person's Kavanah. He said, I couldn't work it out yesterday. So I decided that I understand Rabbi Chanan better. This is the way Rabbi Chanan learns. I think it's a very glatt Mahalach. But whether you learn like the Stipler Rabbi Chanan, don't lose the focus on the main Nekudah of the Sugya. The Pshat in Aynis, the two Pshat in Aynis, concept of Unsa Kamanda Layavat, the idea that Unsa Kamanda Layavat Amrinan, or Unsa Kamanda Avat Layamrinan, how it plugs into the Sugya is, as I say, a bit complicated, but if you just work it through with the Chavrusa, to do it yourself is very hard. If you work it through with the Chavrusa and try to explain it, you're better off if your Chavrusa has no idea how this works. So then you'll have to explain it to him. He'll understand that. I don't know, but at least you will. You know, by needing to explain it, you'll. I was learning with Chavrusa yesterday. I understood the Stipler's Mahalach, and he understood Rav Elchanan. And that's why I sort of backed off. I saw that I had a problem with the way the Stipler deals with him. Rav Elchanan's Mahalach is in the Kaivat Shiurim. And as I mentioned to those who I spoke to today, it's better to do the second here first. It's Hey, Vav, Zion, S first. Like I explained today, first the site, and then go back to Ois Beis Gimel Dalid in Rabbi Chana, where he explains how it plugs into this whole discussion. This is Shem. Tomorrow I'd like to start the Sugya of Kodim Kaddish at Adi Rabbah.